Christians are in danger if Turkey invades Iraq. Christian ministry examines the war on terror, and missionaries see the encouraging signs of unity in Ireland. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Turkish parliament this week authorized cross-border military operations into northern Iraq to combat Kurdish separatist rebels. World leaders are cautioning Turkey against such a move. Carlos with Partners International says they have extensive work there and the instability is a concern. Carlos says he's concerned specifically about the border city of Zaho.
There's a small group of believers in that city. Any military incursion by the Turkish army, there's no doubt is going to have terrible consequences for that town.
Partner supports Christian schools, radio stations, and bookstores there. While a war could cause issues for their work, Carlos says a Turkish attack could actually be a good thing for evangelism.
An attack may actually reinforce the idea that the Muslims are not their friends and maybe push them forward to come closer to the Christians. So a war may actually play out to be a positive role for us.
Funding is needed as well as English-speaking teachers. Next, the United States' war on terror is now in its sixth year. The military effort remains controversial on the global front, and the alliances formed are showing the strain. International Aid's Bob Goodwin says the war on terror can be addressed on a non-military front.
Part of the reason I left the Pentagon is because I felt that really to help fight against extremist groups, we're really going to have to connect the compassion of the United States with the people who need it most. Part of the reason that these extremist groups have supporters is because you have people with no jobs, no education, poor health care, and we can play a major role in creating better condition for them.
Goodwin says through their partnerships with other like-minded non-governmental organizations and faith-based groups,
we have had access to Muslim communities that we never would have had access to if not for healthcare intervention. We've set up hospitals and clinics, and the goodwill that you feel from the community opens up those doors to build those relationships so that at some point in the future you can share the gospel.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Ireland is a country known for its religious divisions. A Greater Europe Mission missionary recently attended a two-day special conference aimed at bringing together the Irish church leaders from diverse ethnic backgrounds. Called Breaking New Ground, it was meant to establish good relationships between the community and the new Irish local churches. Pray that they would begin to demonstrate the power of the gospel in order to change lives and communities. Meanwhile, throughout India, Christian teachers have started schools for children of Dalits, the lowest social class in India's caste system. Worldwide Christian Schools holds conferences to help teachers understand how to teach their subjects from a biblical perspective. The Indian teachers then can go back to their schools and share what they've learned. Schools throughout India are asking for more of these conferences. The only resource needed to meet their need is funding. And Orphan Outreach has their first team in Russia right now. They've already stopped at 10 orphanages in and around St. Petersburg, handing out backpacks and Bibles. Tiffany Taylor says the Bibles are quite a hit.
It has been so moving to see how excited these children are about having their own Bible. They literally grabbed the Bibles at the first orphanage and were running around holding it up and yelling, Bible, Bible, Bible. I mean, they couldn't believe that they had a Bible all of their own.
Many of the children have been abandoned, so the message of God's forever love really intrigues them. Taylor says their Bible studies spur the kids to ask lots of questions.
The kids wanted to ask more. They wanted to know about what it was like to actually have a relationship with Jesus. One of our team members was able to share and go through the salvation story with one of the orphans. I mean, it's been really moving to see how excited these children are to hear about the gospel.
You can go on a similar mission trip and stay updated on this one on our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the CD Better Than Life, 10 New Songs Honoring the Persecuted Church. That's Better Than Life featuring Scott Kerpane, Shannon Wexelberg, and Charles Billingsley, just in time for the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.